This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Jim Z. This is Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, we have a couple great interviews for you in this week's episode, but first, I want to call out those clubs that shared the last episode of Radio Doc Dogs from the Doc Dogs Facebook page to their own affiliate clubs page, and that is Heart of Texas Doc Dogs and Smoky Mountain Doc Dogs. You guys are rock stars, man, sharing that over. Hey, don't forget, you can give Doc Dogs credits as gifts. Go ahead and check out the Doc Dogs website, and maybe you want to surprise some of your friends there by buying them some credits and giving them as gifts. Hey, this weekend in the world of Doc Dogs, we have an event. It is the Arizona Doc Dogs Club. They're in Surprise, Arizona, this Saturday, December 6th. They do this every year, and it sounds like they have a great time at it, too. I know that they put together some wonderful events out that way, and with the weather the way it is in the most part of the nation and Canada here, hey, that seems like the right place to go right now and have yourself a Doc Dogs event, if any. We are in the full holiday season, and I hope everyone's, watching their diet, watching their dog's diet, too. Not too many table scraps, hopefully, but like I said last week, maybe from Thanksgiving they got a few. So, we're going to just move on with this episode here. I got two great interviews, and I'm starting right now with another 2014 Hall of Fame inductee. This interview was done at the Doc Dogs World Championships this year, a couple weeks back, in Dubuque, Iowa. And I'm going to be talking with Joey Spurlock, who was inducted with his dog, Brock. Let's see how that interview went.
Radio Dogs.
I'm sitting with Joey Spurlock at the 2014 Doc Dogs World Championships. Joey, congratulations. You are now in the Hall of Fame with Brock.
Thank you.
How's it feel?
It's almost, not real. When it happened, I didn't even know what was going on.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a mix-up there, a little bit of a botch-up in it. Yeah, that didn't happen the way I thought it would happen either.
I thought they were just playing a video showing all my false starts, just putting a spoof on me or something.
Were you out in the lobby or something?
Yeah, I was out in the lobby and I saw the false start and a circle on it. So.
Oh, yeah, I had to circle that. I knew people would get that,
Good thing you didn't show all of them. That would have took a long time.
And I so bad was looking for a song to go with it that said something about false start or something somewhere.
There is a song by Static X that I had for my song for the World Championships was Push It.
Yep.
As I always do.
So you're competing here. Well, first, let's back up a second. Yeah, because you and Brock, how cool is that? That's amazing. What are, I don't remember what all the accolades were. Do you remember what when Tom Dropic was presenting it, all those stats and everything like that were just amazing.
Yeah, he's jumped. He used to do chase really well, but his best jump is 21.8, but that was when he was under a year old.
Yeah.
He stopped doing chase. And then EV, he's done 6.8, and speed retrieve was 5.82. And that was in Worlds in 2010, and I had over a half a second reaction time.
So
one of your worst reaction times,
and he still did an awesome time.
Yep.
Man, that could have been so good, huh?
Yeah.
I'm sure you always think about that.
Would have been 5.2 something maybe, or 5.3, so yeah, it was...
Yeah, that's cool.
I thought I fell asleep up there because I usually almost have a perfect reaction time or false start. So,
yeah. I remember you and Brock from Nashville, part of the Puppy Power group.
Oh,
you remember that?
I still have that shirt.
So do I. It's a little small on me now. I guess I kept growing after Nashville. I don't know.
Well, I lost some weight, so mine's big for me.
So. Well, they're good
maybe
for you.
Swap, huh?
Good for you. And then you're here this weekend, and who do you have here this weekend?
I got Brock, Luke, and Tango.
Wow.
And Brock and Luke were in Sonic. Luke was also in Cadet. Tango is in Turbo, Titan, and Top Gun. He had a master invite, but I declined.
Wow.
Busy enough the way it is.
I was going to say, holy smokes. you're running around. I'm surprised I have this time here. Thank you very much.
Well, I usually bouncing all over. So yeah, now I got to delay until 3:15.
So now how's everybody doing? How did they do?
I double fall started on Brock's
really?
First qualifier.
Really?
Go figure.
You?
Yeah. But then I actually got him a score for the first time. Last year I didn't get him a score at all. But this year I did. My reaction times were horrible, so his scores weren't too good. Luke made finals for Sonic. He had a 6.15, which, you know, wasn't his best, but it was good enough to get in.
That's respectable, for sure.
And then Tango made Titan finals, which I double fall started.
Really?
No. But, you know,
I love
there's, no, there's no shock when I
love
I
to
double
tease
fall
Joey on his false starts. They need to give you an exception and at least give you three tries every time.
Well, I've been told that they call it a spurlock, so I'm not sure if it's a double false start that is a spurlock or if a perfect reaction time is a spurlock.
Yeah, well, we'll have to define that, yeah.
Might have to put a one and two behind them to separate them out.
I'm going
to
remember that when I'm announcing, too. But it's not funny unless you're there in the crowd. Because if I'm announcing somewhere else, say, oh, you did a spurlock on the dock. You know, people, you know. Now they'll know, though, because they'll know that's the guy in the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
So. How'd he get there when he false starts so much?
Yeah, right. So that's pretty cool. What'd you think of the gala the other night? I mean, of course, you know, you had the cool part there on the stage, but it was a pretty good show, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. You know, it was good to see some of the older guys.
Right, yeah. You've seen some of those folks.
Yeah, I haven't seen Dan Jacobs in like 4 years. And then Pete and Dana Sunderlage, probably about the same amount of time. Rob Nygren.
Yeah.
And then got to see Mike Zeiler's brother and his daughter. That was pretty cool. Got to talk to Joe.
Yeah, kind of cool. A little bit of a Doc Dogs family reunion there. You imagine what the years are going to hold in the future there if we're all still around.
Yeah, and then we keep looking at our dogs and they get them white beards. And we got the white hair now, too.
You know, my dog's birthdays are one's December, one's January, so it's always a shock when after, you know, usually we're off for a few months in the winter, and then we go to that first event the next year, and now they'll be saying, and here's the 9-year-old, and I'll be like, no!
Yeah. Well, like, our dogs, you know, your dogs and my dogs started in this when they were just puppies.
Yeah.
So their whole life.
Yeah, Hallie and Brock, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I'm sure Haley's the same way as Brock is. You can't tell the difference. They're 7 years old.
Yep.
But they act like they're 1 year old.
No, you're absolutely right. But that's a little bit of the craziness of the Doc Dog's dogs, you know? Mm-hmm. Like you had said when you received your award, you know, pointing out something that Tim Klein was pointing out about just dogs being crazy. And I've always told people, I said, I think, in general, the better Doc Dogs are the ones that are a little crazy.
Yep. Well, one of the stories I was going to tell is when Jake Bull's first event was down in Florida. And I had been working at the Lumberjack Feud for, like, 4 months.
Yeah.
And so they've been doing this every day. And so I didn't think, you know, no big deal. Well, I get Brock out of the truck. He sees the pool. He's going nuts. He jumps up so high he kicks me in the throat with his back legs. And Jake looks and goes, that was crazy. Are you all right? And I'm going, no. He goes, I can't believe you did that.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. Well, Joey, congratulations once again. Doc Dogs. Hall of Fame. How cool is that?
Thank you. So. It was a great and it's an awesome feeling.
You see your banner out there?
Hallway? I didn't see it right away. Tina came up and told me that it was up there.
Yeah.
Because I was pretty busy yesterday with.
Oh, yeah,
stuff.
I can imagine.
I didn't even get to eat. I had to do the finals thing with the demo and stuff. So
it gets like that here at World sometimes. You got to remember to eat, otherwise, you don't get the next chance.
This was probably the most busy I was as far as, like, the schedule-wise.
Yeah.
And, you know, pretty much from the start you got here, or from the start I got here, I was on the arena doing something. I was even behind.
I've done that, too. I mean, I had, and not even to your level, but a couple years ago, or it was even last year, I had two dogs and, like, three or four different disciplines, and that was enough for me. I was kind of happy just to have two disciplines this year. And
yep. I'm thinking about doing that, too, because I got more dogs this year.
Yeah, I know.
This new year.
More coming.
You know, I could be bringing eight to eight dogs at a competition, you know, just to see how crazy I am.
Yeah, that is.
I wonder how many competitors I'll need to have a hold on my dogs this time.
Yeah, you're gonna have to start hiring your own people, your own dog holders.
I think people right now are getting sick of it. You've done it, Jen's done it, and countless others have done it.
Oh, we don't mind. Nobody minds, I'm sure. So. All right, Joey, well, thanks again, and good luck the rest of the day here. And we'll see you at the next upcoming events.
Thank you. You bet.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, thanks again to Joey. Really appreciate him taking out some time right there in the middle of the World Championships to talk with us here on Radio Doc Dogs. And congratulations to Brock as well, because it is a team sport, folks. You know, it is you and your dog to put it all together. Hey, next up, right after this commercial, we're going to go into another interview. But first, check this out.
Living a healthy life comes naturally for dogs. They crave daily exercise, clean nutrition, and lots of love. Give them what they long for, healthy, wholesome treats that smell and taste amazing. Zook's dog treats are made right here in the USA using safe, natural ingredients. You'll know it's good for them. They'll know you love them. Zook's dog treats. Fuel the love.
There you have it. There's a word from Zooks, wonderful Doc Dog sponsor. We really enjoy having them on board, and their docs just look so cool. They're awesome. Hey, next up, I am talking with, well, we call him the father of extreme vertical. He's Mr. Tom Dropic, and he's, you know, not only good at extreme vertical with his teams, but him and his dog Remy are doing fantastic in speed retrieve, obviously, as well as the current world record holders, and they did not disappoint at the Doc Dogs World Championships in Dubuque. I had a conversation with Tom about that and about the new dueling dogs discipline, all here in this interview right now.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am speaking with Tom Dropic here in a post-Worlds interview that I wanted to talk with him about, because he is your 2014, he and Remy, 2014 Speed Retrieve Sonic Champions. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I am doing great, and you must be doing fantastic going home with that cup. You getting tired of carrying that cup back and forth?
Well, you know, I was thinking that maybe after a certain amount of years, they should just let you keep it so you don't have to lug it back and forth. But I don't know if Grant will go for that or not. But
I think there were a few things stored at the Five Flags Center. Maybe you could just ask them to keep it there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it was pretty exciting. You know, the one thing about, you know, speed retrieve is it's pretty simple for the handler. You know, they just line them up and let them go. So it's really all Remy, and he just happens to be a very powerful, the three aspects of speed retrieve, very powerful runner, very powerful jumper, and a very powerful swimmer. It was, you know, every year that I do this in speed retrieve, this is our fourth year, and competition is always tough. Every year, it's never simple. This year was Leanne and Rex were there, and their incredible reaction times had us on our seat the entire weekend. She was pulling in .00 reaction times all weekend long with some real hot 5-2, 5-3 scores. And it always makes it exciting for Remy and I when we know we have those kind of people challenging us. And I don't know, there's something about Remy. I think he knows when he's being pushed and when it may be close.
Yeah.
But he seems like he always seems to pull out just a few tenths of a second faster.
Well, a lot of experience in those teams there. Like you said, Leanne and Rex, you know, no strangers to speed retrieve or the World Championships, that's for sure. Some of the other dogs as well. Any new dogs that caught your attention in speed retrieve this year?
Well, let's see. Who did we have out there? They're all, you know, this is one thing about this World Championship this year that stuck with me all weekend long is the number of new competitors there. It was amazing. The aura was something that I'm not, you know, that I haven't seen in a while with all the new people, all the way from Big Air to all the three disciplines, extreme vertical and speed retrieve, the gala, the big gala on Friday night, the atmosphere with all the new people, the casino night on Thursday night. These new people were just enthusiastic. They were coming up to me and all the other veteran handlers and just, you know, all kinds of enthusiastic comments and questions. And there was a few. There was, you know, in speed retrieve, you know, where I got a kick out of speed retrieve was this new dueling dogs and watching some of these new dogs out there going head to head. man, did that catch our eye, the way they were going down that ramp, running that much faster, jumping that much farther, and swimming that much faster. So there was a lot of new enthusiastic handlers all the way across the whole entire event.
Well, you're right. It was refreshing and infectious, and it was great to have them there. And they kind of remind you sometimes of why you got into this in the first place or how you felt at the very beginning, and not that you may or may not feel this way anymore, but, you know, let's face it, that new feeling of this is your first of anything like that is, you know, can never be beat. It's or repeated. So you kind of can live a little vicariously through them in that aspect, at least.
Absolutely. I just love the enthusiasm. It just brings us all back to that, like you said, back to those days of enthusiasm. The enthusiasm is still great. It's just different for myself and some of the other veteran handlers. But the enthusiasm is always there, and to watch these people, smiles on their faces and stuff, and it's just, yeah, it's, well, you know, it's just Doc Dogs. That's what Doc Dogs yep. is, and when you get world championships like that where you have 400 of them in one big auditorium, you know, it just goes too fast. I wish we were still there.
I do, too, and, you know, I was thinking to myself on the drive home going, you know, another 15 years, a Doc Dogs 30th anniversary, I don't know if I'll be around, I don't know if you'll be around, but that's one of those things, I could picture it being a week-long thing, you know, an entire week, probably on TV, you know, who knows, you know, it just seems like it could grow to that capacity even.
Well, I'll tell you what, another 15 years, Jim, you and I will sit down, we'll toast to a fermented malt beverage, yeah. And they'll probably have to make the event about a 4 or 5 day event because it's going to take us just a little bit longer to get up and down off the dock, yeah. Walk around,
right.
Say hi to everybody. So yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. And it'll be a good time.
It always will be, no doubt about it. So yeah, it was a great event. I'm looking forward to next year. There's a lot of cool stuff coming up this summer. So. We'll keep Remy and RJ in great condition, hopefully, over the winter. We're going to fatten them up now a little bit, conditioned to the cold weather up here in Minnesota, don't you know?
Yeah. Well,
but,
you know.
We'll have them ready to go, so.
Going back to the dueling dogs, you know, of course, that was the first. It's nothing new, you know. Nobody's claiming this to be something that hasn't been done before. You probably remember better than I. Was 2007, Dogs and Logs, I think, was when they started running that, or maybe 8. But you know, as far as getting this in and getting Doc Dogs set up to run this as a competition, and it's going to start out limited, of course, but I think everybody's so excited because they want to be able to see, you know, where the differences are in dogs. Like, I want to see my dog, even though my dog's nowhere near Remy, is, you know, I can physically see, was my dog faster off the dock? Was it a better jump? Is my dog a faster swimmer? You know, you can start to hone in on those things and maybe even help you in training as to learning what discipline, what part of the whole discipline you need to do better at.
Yeah, you're right. And it was, it was in 2008. It was at the Dogs and Logs in Stillwater that they did that relay race after the event was completed. And they ran the relay races where the dogs competed against the Lumberjacks. I remember that well because my pal Rocky was in that event and ended up running the boom logs because they split the pool with the boom logs.
With the logs,
Rocky
right.
Rocky was a little confused and ended up running the boom run that weekend. But getting back to here this weekend, because Grant and I had talked about it, and as you guys did, and I was a little skeptical at first when I heard about it. I was a little worried about some of the safety issues, and mm-hmm. and when I, of course, Doc Dogs being the professionals that they are, and taking everything to the top level that they do, it was phenomenal what I saw. And when I watched it for the very first time, that demo, I forget which night it was, I could not believe the enthusiasm. Well, I guess I can, but that's the thing that sticks in my mind was the enthusiasm of the dogs and the handlers and the energy. I couldn't believe it. It takes speed retrieve to a whole entire new level of excitement. I you know, of course, I'm biased about speed retrieve. To me, it's very exciting to watch the dogs do what they do now. And then to do them side by side like that was It just totally caught me by surprise, you know. And then Grant came up to me and asked me, so what do you think, Tom? I says, wow, he says, Grant, I cannot believe the energy that just came off that dock in the last 20 minutes of the however many dogs they ran in that demo. It was incredible. So the first thing that came to my mind after that was, Remy wants to do this.
Yeah,
this looks exciting. I wanted to get on the dock and do this. It was neat.
I'm sure Remy does, and because of all of your success, like I said, you guys, let's face it, you're a bit targeted. People would love to see how their dog stacks up against a dog like Remy in whatever part of it, even if they can't win it. Just like I said, is it the swim? Is it the run, the jump? Or maybe it's all of that, but yeah, it's going to be so exciting to see how this evolves, and of course the safety is a big issue, and it is a work in progress as it continues, but I think they have an excellent, excellent start, like you said, and it was so exciting. Every team, every dog, the energy was just fantastic.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think Dock Dogs, well, I know Dock Dogs will continue to grow it safely. Of course, they're always taking safety into their, you know, is number one priority, and it was very safe. Again, a few little things, but it's going to, I hope that it grows, and I think it will, and I'll definitely have Remy involved, I'll have RG involved, and all my dogs involved, and I'll definitely encourage everyone else to give it a try. It was a big buzz, it was the buzz all weekend, whether it was, you know, Thursday morning or Sunday evening, it was a buzz throughout the entire weekend, was this dueling dogs, everybody talking about, is it going to improve the dogs, you know, are the dogs not going to do so well, is Remy going to get beat, you know, and it's just going to be great to see. I saw some dogs that I've seen do speed retrieve in a regular fashion and then do this dueling dogs that were a lot faster.
They're a different dog, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so it's exciting.
Well, Tom, we're out of time here, but I really appreciate it. I want to talk with you and congratulate you on your win at Worlds again. And, you know, thank you for all that you do for Dock Dogs and the continued support. And just say hi, and it was great to see you at Worlds again, of course.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. And again, I want to, you know, thank, you know, Steel USA for helping us out and contributing their contributions every year to the Bark Foundation, a great company. And congratulations to the Hall of Fame inductees. And looking forward to a great 2015 season and beyond.
We are, too. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Okay, Jimmy, thank you.
Radio Dogs.
Thanks once again to Tom, and congratulations to that team, and again, congratulations to Joey Spurlock, our earlier interview for the 2014 Dock Dogs Hall of Fame with his dog Brock. Hey, that's it for this episode of Radio Dock Dogs. Once again, I'm your host, Jim Z. Thanks for tuning in. I hope whatever you're doing this weekend, you're having fun. Maybe you're going to be out in Surprise, Arizona, enjoying some nice weather, jumping your dog. Be safe, jump big, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Dock Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2014.
Radio Dock Dogs.